the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping's addressed the opening ceremony of the 139th session of the International Olympic Committee via video.
从2008年的同一个世界, 同一个梦想,
From One World, One Dream in 2008 to Together for a Shared Future in 2022, China has actively participated in the Olympic movement, unremittingly carried forward the Olympic spirit, and is a firm pursuer and champion of the Olympic ideal. The Beijing Winter Olympics will open tomorrow evening. The world is looking forward to China, and China is ready. We will dedicate a simple, safe, and splendid Olympic event to the world, and practice the Olympic model of faster, higher, stronger together.
In his address, Xi Jinping also extended a warm welcome to IOC President Thomas Bach and other IOC members who've gathered in Beijing during Spring Festival. IOC President Thomas Bach says the Beijing Winter Olympics will make history.
Together, we are writing a new chapter in sporting history. Tomorrow, Beijing will become the first city ever to host both summer and winter editions of the Olympic Games. China has already made history by surpassing the goal of engaging 300 million Chinese people with sport on snow and ice. For people who may not know China very well, this figure seemed hardly believable. But we always had confidence because we knew about the Chinese determination, efficiency, and dynamism.
Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expects the Games to promote unity in the world.
The Olympic spirit is one of peace, mutual respect, and understanding. The young competitors embody these qualities and inspire us all. It is my fervent hope that this spirit goes far beyond these Olympics to remind everyone, participants and viewers, that we belong to the same human family.
Yanshan District in Beijing and Coho City, Zhangjiakou in Hebei Province hosted Day 2 of the Torch Relay for the 2022 Winter Olympics. Torchbearers visited a ski resort, a section of the Great Wall, and other sites during the day. The Chinese women's team suffered a 3-1 loss to the Czech Republic in the ice hockey opener at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Forward Mi Le scored the lone goal for the home squad in the second period. China will play Denmark on Friday when the games officially kick off. A newspaper published by the Russian government released an article on the interview between President Vladimir Putin and the head of China Media Group, Chen Haisheng. The interview in the Russian Gazette took place just ahead of Putin's visit to China, where he'll meet Chinese President Xi Jinping and attend the opening ceremony of the 2022 Winter Olympics. The Russian leader said the excellent preparations for the Games will help athletes fully demonstrate their skills and abilities in a fair competition. He also said the partnership between Russia and China is sustainable and intrinsically valuable, underpinned by respect, regard for each other's core interests, and adherence to international law and the UN Charter. China's expressed opposition after Washington revoked a license of China Unicom Americas. The move forces the Chinese mobile operator to end its services in the United States after operating there for 20 years. The Chinese Ministry of Industry and Information Technology says it'll take necessary measures to safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese enterprises investing and operating in the U.S. A British-based war monitor says a U.S. security operation in northwest Syria killed 13 people, including 4 children. The group called the Observatory says Thursday's operation included an airdrop of forces in the area just east of the border with Turkey. It says the U.S.-led airstrikes targeted the area 5 times during an operation said to target rebel leaders. Earlier, the Pentagon confirmed a counter-terrorism mission in the area. Rafa Nadal says he wants to win more Grand Slams. The world number 5 made the statement several days after claiming his record 21st Grand Slam title at the Australian Open. Nadal came from 2 sets and a breakdown to beat Daniil Medvedev and move 1 Grand Slam ahead of Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. Nadal will be favored to make it 22 at the upcoming French Open, where he's won 13 titles already. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.